This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What Skeens got here? Here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Inside fastball. 10 strikeouts for Paul Skeens. Here's a 1-0 to Frelick. Swing and a bouncer on to third. Hayes gloves. Throw to first. Got him. 7 no-hit innings for Paul Skeens in Milwaukee. On this Thursday afternoon, the all-star rookie of the Pirates getting applause from the Brewers fans. That's how well he has pitched today.
This sort of just occurred to me like 2 seconds ago. I want to see him start the all-star game for like so many different reasons, Doran. But we all know it's kind of like the get-along gang at the all-star game and everyone's having a great time. And I want him to start because we know how good he's going to be in all likelihood. And I want to see the reaction of the other All-Stars.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, same.
Like, I want to see mouths agape in the dugout. I want to see bad swings and other All-Stars laughing about how good he is. Because you'll see dudes getting struck out and shaking their heads. We've seen a couple of smiles from guys that he just toyed with. But I want to see what it looks like for MLB All-Stars who have not seen him yet with their own two eyes. And I just want to see their reaction to him because we're just fans and we're mesmerized by it. But to see their reaction, I think would be very, very cool. This rookie season is one of the best already, I think, in Pittsburgh sports history. I would imagine it's not going to go down the tubes here for Paul Skeens. Is it better than Crosby in 05-06? Is it better than 13-0, go to the AFC Championship game, Ben Roethlisberger in 04? Am I getting ahead of my skis if I say yes, or can we say yeah, like he's on track to have the best?
He's on track, yeah. I think we have to wait till the end of the season to kind of assess that. But, I mean, he's right in the thick of things with everybody else. I think that... And you said this yesterday, like, he is must-see TV and not just for us now. I mean, if we look to our left or our right, and we have 2 big TVs in here, and he's just been on MLB Network and ESPN all morning. Like, now, it's like, okay, so Ben Roethlisberger had his year. I mean, it's like, okay, like another quarterback in the AFC North for the Steelers, cool. Like, Ben Roethlisberger, you know, with Peyton Manning, all these guys, there's other guys doing it. Right now, Paul Skeens is the guy doing it. And he's a rookie. You know, the guys in the Sidney Crosbys, he was a part of a pact of guys doing it. Paul Skeens is number one.
You're 101. You're all alone out there on that island.
Yeah. Right now. At 22 years old. So, he's must-see TV. And he... Right now, yeah. Like, right now, I can get with that. That he is probably having the best rookie season of any Pittsburgh athlete.
When I think about Ben, to your point, I think about how good that team was and how he was kind of the caretaker and the steward. Like, he threw 17 touchdowns that year. The league leader, Peyton Manning, threw... Oh, sorry. This is stupid here. Peyton threw 49 touchdowns that season.
What?
Yeah. That's what it says. That doesn't seem right to me.
No.
Yeah, I've clicked, I think, the wrong thing. I'm an idiot. You know, Dante Culpepper was really good. What am I looking at here? I'm pulling a Starkey. I've Googled the wrong thing. Like, Ben was far from, I guess what I'm saying here, I don't need the statistical backing, we'll get it, but Ben was far from even close to being the best quarterback in the NFL.
Peyton Manning in 98, he threw for 26 touchdowns and 28 interceptions.
In his rookie year.
His rookie year, yeah.
Which was really looked at as, you know, up and down because of so many picks, but it was kind of like, whoa, look at this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing that many touchdowns, throwing for that many yards. Hey, in 04, Ben wasn't close to the best quarterback.
Wait, in 04, Peyton Manning threw for 49 touchdowns.
He did throw for 49?
04.
Okay. So,
what?
The reason I got tripped up just taking everyone behind the curtain here is that Peyton is listed wearing his, on NFL.com, his Broncos stuff. And then Dante Culpepper is right below him, and they don't even have a picture for him. And it's just, like, I'm like, wait, did I click on, like, most touchdown passes all time? I know that he didn't do that with 49, because he threw 55, I want to say, with Denver at a later point.
He did.
So, yeah. So, Peyton throws 49 touchdowns in 2004. Ben throws 17. What we're looking at with Paul Skeens is, Paul Skeens right now, if you have to win a game, this classic cliche, if you have to win a game, are you telling me anybody else takes the ball? Like, no freaking chance. None. But in 04, who do you need to win a game at quarterback? It's not Ben. It's Brady, because they went on that 21-game winning streak. It's Peyton. It's Culpepper. It's Favre. It's Breeze.
Mm-hmm.
It might even be Hasselbeck,
mm-hmm.
right? You might even take Drew Bledsoe, the backup. Like, or I guess at that time, he would have been a Buffalo Bill. You're not taking Ben. So you think then about, okay, what's another great rookie year in Pittsburgh sports history? You think about Crosby in 05-06. And hey, I want to be clear. I ain't taking nothing away from Ben. He was great. They didn't lose a game. I'm not taking anything away from Sid. He was great. Team stunk, but he was great. 39 goals, 102 points. But Sidney Crosby was not the best player in the NHL. He was sixth in the league in points, which as a rookie is awesome. But Joe Thornton had 125 points. Jágr, this is nuts too. Jágr in his 30s had 123 points for the Rangers that year. Ovechkin had more points. Daniel Alfredson had more points. Danny Heatley had more points. Like, there were a bunch of guys that were right there. With Paul Skeens, he's the best pitcher in all of baseball right now, today. And a lot of people are texting in because we've asked now for not just Pittsburgh sports, but other great rookie seasons. Well, Ichiro won the MVP, so he's got to have a better year. Yeah. Skeens could win the Cy Young.
Mm-hmm.
If Skeens wins the Cy Young at 22, I'm going to put him ahead of Ichiro, who played 9 years of professional baseball before he came
before
over.
Before he came, right.
And again, that's not taking anything away from Ichiro. He was fun to watch. And that rookie season, he was rookie of the year, he was MVP, he was spectacular. But he was 9 years a pro. Last year, Paul Skeens was pitching for LSU. Wilt went 37-28 as a rookie. Jeez. He was MVP. Shocker. Timo Solani, 76 goals, 132 points, both rookie records that still stand. Yeah, that was a hell of a year. 76 goals is insane. Wayne Gretzky had 51 goals, 86 assists in 79 games. But as far as Pittsburgh sports, man, I
can't think of anything.
I can't. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe we're missing something. Maybe there's an obvious thing, like Jason Bay won rookie of the year. Hey, hooray, congratulations to him. But this is different. Like, there's no way, like, Amonga has kind of fallen off, and Jared Jones was part of the conversation. He's going to win Rookie of the Year. The question is, will he be the Cy Young when it's all said and done? And if he keeps this up, how are you not going to give it to him? If they have a losing season, I don't know how you don't give it to him. Like, if people are going to want to put Ben up there because they won all those games, and Ben did a great job, and he was the story of the sports world, but no one was going, oh, this is something we haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't even do that with Sid, because we just mentioned Solani. We just mentioned Gretzky. Ovechkin won the Rookie of the Year that year. So, like, how can you give it to Sid? Are we missing any at 412-928-9370? You can tweet us at underscore Adam Crowley, at score and Doran, at callus underscore 33. And the fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, trusted Pittsburgh plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mr. Science has been waiting on hold for a long time. Should we talk to him, Doran?
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Science.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, we're having a good time. How are you?
I'm driving right now. Sunny day. Feeling good. Want to talk about Paul Skeens.
Hit us with the science. What do you got?
So, you know, we talk about pitch counts in this day and age of baseball and, you know, trying to preserve everybody's arm and things like that. But I look at it and I think, well, how often does any professional pitcher get a chance at a no-hitter, right? Even the best of the best haven't thrown more than, I think, was it 5 no-hitters in their whole careers. And, you know, we're pulling this guy, and I'm just wondering, is that okay with him? Are they asking him, hey, how do you feel? Do you want a chance at this? You know, because if I'm him and, you know, I played sports when I was younger, I'm a competitor, man. If I have a chance at a no-hitter, I want to take that chance. I want to get my shot. So, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, thank you for the call.
Yeah, I want to get my shot. For sure. I mean, like I said before, like if I'm in that zone and I know I can get back to a zone, but if I'm in that right zone, it's like getting taken out of the game at the end of the game of getting, you know, 20 more yards to get a rushing title. Like, and I'm in the zone and I've just been eating all game. I mean, I have 200 yards. It's getting taken. It's like, I don't know if I can get back to that type of zone even if it was the end of the season. So like, I would want personally, I would have hoped that Shelton would have left it up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to be honest, and for him to trust me. Like, for him to trust me. You see how I prepare every single day. How I prepare, how I warm up, my routine. You know, the mental side is just as strong as the physical side with me as an athlete and with me as a rookie. I would hope that you would trust me after having 10 starts, showing you what I got, just getting honored to play in the All-Star game to make the decision of how I'm feeling and how far I can go.
I'd like to I want to find my phrasing here on this. When Paul Skeens is no longer a Pirate, if that's the way it goes, because Garrett Cole said some things about the organization when he wound up being in Houston, I would love to ask him then, because he's not going to give you an answer before then, how hard did you push back on this? Because we'll never know, and you're a really good body language reader. Like, you are as good as a people watcher as I've ever met in my entire life. My read on the conversation in the dugout was Skeens was like, I'm good, but if you pull me, I get it. Because I do wonder if he had pushed back vociferously, if he had pushed back real hard, what that would have looked like. Like, would Derek Shelton, if Skeens said, F you, I'm going out there, if Shelton would have said, okay, I don't know, because it didn't look like if Skeens pushed, it didn't look like he pushed that hard.
I think the conversation probably went, Shelton looked at him, probably smirked, and was like, how are you feeling? And Skeens probably like, well, you know that I'm going to tell you that I feel great. You know that I'm going to tell you that I want to go back out there. And sometimes some athletes need talked off the ledge. Like, you're going to ask me? Like, and you should just trust me and just let me do it. Like, if you ask me, what do you think I'm going to say?
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I think in that situation, I think Shelton looked and was like, okay, I'll make the decision. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of going back and forth here.
No,
but
me
it's
too.
Like, but it's like, you know, like, what do you think Skeens is going to say? You think he's going to be like, I'm tired.
No, I can't do it.
That guy ain't tired. He's not tired.
The more we've sussed it out, the more I think Skeens was okay with the decision his manager was going to make in that moment. Like, if you let me go, I'm going to go and I'm going to do it.
Yes.
But if you think it's the right thing to pull me, I'm not going to fight you that hard.
Yes.
Like, I really feel like that's what happened there. Mm-hmm.
And I think that was premeditated too. And it has been in the long term of whenever this moment might happen, but also premeditated around the fifth inning for Skeens. Knowing that,
oh, that's
hey,
true.
I can't, I don't even want, that is out the window because I am in that zone and I'm going to continue to strike out. I'm going to continue to roll on this streak that I'm doing. So I can't even think about is Shelton going to pull me? So I think he put that out of his mind and was like, whatever happens, happens. But I'm just going to go, and I'm living, and I'm being where my feet are at, and I'm going to go pitch.
We have said that, because we had the discussion before Skeens came, like, guys, at some point, they're probably going to pull him in a no-hitter. We talked about Shelton, Bob Nutting, Ben Sherrington. They have, with their scouts, with their staff, analytics, regular baseball people, they have talked about this, I'm sure, in season, prior to the season. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they've talked about this exact hypothetical. I wonder if they ever brought Skeens in on that.
No.
Probably not.
Nope.
Hey, Skeens, just by the by, if you're ever throwing a no-hitter through seven, we're probably going to pull you.
No. No way. No, they would take that upon themselves in trusting their knowledge and their expertise of what they see. But I guarantee, in the moment, yeah, they'll probably ask. And maybe it's already predetermined by them. Even if they do ask, we're just going to give you a grace and ask you, but we already know that you're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you say, you're fine.
Yeah.
It's probably like that because you are a rookie. If he was a five-year guy, four-year guy, different story.
It's really going to irritate me later in the season, like if they've just skipped a start or something and Skeens has a chance just to throw a complete game and they let him throw the complete game, like 120 pitches, like he goes 67 pitches or something in five innings to start before and they give him the 6-day arrest and okay, he's out there, then he goes 120 for nine, I'm going to lose my freaking mind.
Well, I mean, what you can look forward to is if the Pirates aren't in the playoffs and it is that last series. And Skeens is on the mound, and he's doing what he's been doing. Like, he will finish the whole entire game. If this is, like, the last series, and they are not going into the playoffs, and they go into the offseason.
Yeah, and you've got months and months and months to just recover.
You can look forward to that. If your hopes are they make the play or make a wild card, and they don't, like, and he is on the mound in that last series, like, you can look forward to that if you want to already now, if you want to start getting your mind thinking.
Oh.
Because they'll let him go.
Buddy, like, the second, because this is the only time where they're really good.
Or they might just shut them down. Like,
there's that, you know, too.
Or they might just be like, hey, we're out of it, see ya.
There's that, rest. Too.
Yeah.
They're going to set their rotation here, which you don't really ever see. You go series by series at this point in the season, but they're going to set their rotation after the All-Star game. I would love to see the ticket sales spike numbers once you know, okay, he's going to pitch this game against the Phillies, and then we know the next time, and then you're trying to do all that math. Ballparks, because now it's not just, oh, we need to see Skeens because Skeens is so special. Now it's like we could see history every time this guy takes the mound, potentially depending on how efficient he is, obviously, as last night showed. All right, 412-928-9370. We got a lot of great texts coming in on great rookie seasons and how Skeens might compare. We've got our own list here as well, so we'll get into that. Jason Mackey at 9 o'clock. We want you to come back with us after the break. We want you to come back with us after every break. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, we're just talking about Paul Skeens. Ever heard of him? And how, you know, as radio hosts, oh, we're so excited. Paul Skeens is going to make his major league debut. Oh, they're going to have Paul Skeens. They didn't do the Super 2 thing. This is awesome. They're going to have Paul Skeens. He could be the rookie of the year, but he's getting a late start. We'll see what it looks like. Just can't wait to watch Paul Skeens pitch. And now he's a Cy Young contender. And, like, he going to win if he stays healthy, if they don't pull back on him. He going to win the NL Rookie of the Year. He has met expectations. He has exceeded expectations. He's the only pitcher in Major League Baseball with an ERA as a starter under 2. In the National League, there's only 5 guys with ERAs under 5. In the AL, there's only 9 starters with their ERA under 3. I think I said 5 there, under 3. So, in a world where there's 14 guys sub 3 ERA, he's the only one with sub 2. He's incredible.
You know what I just thought of?
Tell me.
Like, and we were talking about this off air about how all of our teams, these 3 teams in Pittsburgh, pro teams, are in the gray area. Don't know, you know, and we're so used to at least the Steelers and Penguins winning. We alongside of them being in the gray area and don't know how everything's going to pan out, all 3 of those teams have arguably the best players in their sport.
Mm-hmm.
Like Crosby being one that you can have to argue about, but he has been. But then you got TJ Watt and you got Paul Skeens. So like all of our teams still have, and not every team gets to have that though, especially cities. You know, not every team has the best player. Like TJ Watt is arguably the best player. Sidney Crosby is arguably the best player. Will go down as one of the best players of all time. And now we have Paul Skeens. These teams are still middling in that gray area. But at the same time, you know how hard it is to have like the best on your team.
We're spoiled, man.
And especially all the teams in your city. Like we have that going for us right now.
And to that,
if you want to look at positive
side of things. Yes, soak it in, first of all. And then B, what did the Penguins do forever with Sid? We're going to go out and we're going to sign the guy. We're going to go out and we're going to make the deal. We're going to go all in, and it's different. A salary cap, I understand. Steelers, same thing, salary cap. But they know, and it's Cam Hayward too, but TJ Watt never won a playoff game. TJ Watt never won one. Never won one. And the veterans wanted Russell Wilson. They wanted a change. And so what does the organization do? They spend more money on a queen than they ever have. They get the quarterback. And they've gone as much as you can. When you don't have a top 10 draft pick or anything like that, they've gone as much as you can all in on trying to win right now.
Mm-hmm.
The Pirates at the deadline as an opportunity, the Pirates this offseason, you've got to break your own mold.
You have to.
You can't, seriously, you can win. People hear this kind of thing in Pittsburgh and they go, oh, never gonna. You can win a World Series when you play a 7-game series and you get to throw Paul Skeens twice. You can win a World Series in this next handful of years, but you cannot operate the way that they have always operated.
No, you have to, I mean, I know people understand that it probably won't happen, but you have to be aware of where you're at. Like, if you're the Pirates, like, this offseason is huge coming up. And I know that we're in the middle of the baseball season right now, and I don't like to get ahead of myself. But we were just talking, too, like, this offseason is so big on what the Pirates' mentality really is moving forward. Or are you going to just waste this young kid?
Well, and so there needs to be an understanding from this organization. You're never going to have a better chance. I mean, seriously, you're never going to have a better chance.
Not in our lifetime.
If you don't try, and that's what people are looking for. If you don't try, this is such a great sports town, and this is such a great baseball town. You're never going to lose everybody, but you're going to lose people.
Yeah.
You're going to lose fans. If it's $35 million again you spend this offseason on one-year deals, on take flyer
can't
on it. Reclamation
can't
projects.
Do it.
You can't. And I'm not asking for go out and spend $100 million on free agents this offseason. We have to work within the realm of realism. But wasn't it callous, like Edwin Encarnacion, to pull a name out, that the Guardians went out and they got in free agency? This was a handful of years ago. Like, we're close. Let's spend money on a big free agent. Like, you have a hole in your – they have multiple holes. But you go into this offseason, you go to a hole in your lineup. I'm going to target the best player – and I'm going to throw cash at that guy. Because the reality of the situation, too, is you see a few players that are getting these mega $300 million, $400 million deals, $500 million deals. But then you also got guys like Cody Bellinger that you don't have to eat the nut for six, That's not the phrase I meant. You don't have to eat a 7, 8, 9, 10-year contract. Blake Snell, who has not, you know, paid dividends out there in San Francisco, you don't have to give him 10 years. Can you make a hefty financial contribution on a guy that's going to be here during the window? That's it. That's all right. During the window.
Yes.
Can you increase what was $35 million spent this offseason to 55, to 60, and get one huge name and then go out and add some good players? One big guy, a couple of good players, when you've got Skeens, when you've got Jones, when you've got Keller, when you've got Oviedo coming back, when you've got potential good quality starting pitching coming up, you don't have to pay anything for starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't have to go out there and add anything from a starting pitcher standpoint. Like that doesn't have to happen. So do what you can to augment the lineup because you're going to lose fans if you don't go for it now. Never before in Pirates history has it been more obvious you need to go for it. And you can argue 15 till your ears bleed.
Yeah.
Never before. That team had a shot. If that team got out of the wild card game, they had a shot to win the World Series. I get that. But you had Cole and you had, you know, Liriano and you had Burnett and all those guys were great in their own different ways. Draw me up a pitcher matchup right now that you don't feel like you got the better guy.
Right.
You can't. And back then you could have. It's what happened. It's what happened when you run into Bumgarner. You have Bumgarner. Like, that's who you have. So, add to the team. Callis, were you going to tell me to go to break, or you just wanted to add something?
No, I didn't want to add anything.
It was about the nut thing? Yeah. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. That's another good question to ask Mackie. Like Jace, like, do you think they're going to do it? Like, do you think they're going to change their MO on this thing? Like, because he's tapped in. We've all heard the stuff, but he's tapped in. Like, I want assurance from him at 9 o'clock that he thinks it's going to happen. Because while I'm over the moon, the big story of the day, yeah, Shelton, did he pull him? Should he have pulled him? Da, da, da. The big story of today is you've got this guy.
Yeah.
Are they going to do the necessary next steps to win with the guy? Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And we love them. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. Said we'd get to some of these great rookie seasons of all-time professional sports. We didn't get to it there, so we will next. A lot of great texts, people waiting on the phone line, so we'll talk to you. So I got Skeens at plus 1,100 today to win a Cy Young. I guess he was 50-1 yesterday. So, nah. But plus 1,100, pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. And I haven't put any money in my Parks account since, well, March Madness did not go so hot for me. But when I stumbled upon that this morning, I was like, look, that seems like at plus 1,100, he should be the favorite, honestly.
Yes.
Hey, Chris Sale's been outstanding, and yay, Atlanta, they're so good, and all these Phillies guys, best team in baseball. Wow, they're all so good, but you can't argue when it's all said and done with a straight face. If he keeps doing what he's doing, Paul Skeens, you give it to anybody else. Like, you can't. So I feel pretty good about that bet, but not so good that I bet a lot.
Does the Cy Young come out at the end of the season or end of the regular season? Or at the end of the...
It's a regular season award. I don't remember when the voting happens.
Okay. Baseball does theirs... No, that is. They do it after... What? Do-do. They do it after the season, but the writers are supposed to vote on just regular season performance,
yeah, right.
Not postseason.
Okay.
Which I think is stupid, because you would do it beforehand if you wanted to guarantee that. But you
know. No, I don't. I think the postseason is separate from the regular season. I get why they do it.
No, but I mean, like, why wouldn't they just do the awards beforehand?
Oh, yeah, they try to extend the offseason, I think, is all it is.
Yeah.
We're talking about baseball. Hey, look, hey, Johnny won the Cy Young, that kind of deal, like what the NFL does.
The NFL announces before the Super Bowl.
Oh, who cares? This is dumb. It doesn't matter. you're going to win the Cy Young, and I'm going to make like $250 because I'm a cheap ass, and I'm afraid to lose more than $20 on a bet. Who are the best rookies of all time? Like, who had the best rookie seasons of all time? We talked about Crosby. He was very good. 102 points as a rookie. Didn't win Rookie of the Year. That was Alex Ovechkin. Ben Roethlisberger in 04 didn't lose a game in the regular season, but he had 17 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. He was not even close to the best quarterback in football. If Skeens keeps this up, I think it's going to be hard to say, especially if he wins the Cy Young, that we've ever seen a rookie season like this in Pittsburgh. But then that'll put him on the short list for the greatest of all time. And we were just laughing fairly hard during the break about Dick Night Train Lane. NFL DB, 1952, rookie season. 12 games as a DB. That is 14 picks.
14 picks in 12 games. You got to pick every game. Two games, get two, maybe.
Had you guys ever thought about, you know, your 1952 quarterbacks? I don't know. Not throwing it that way.
Right.
Like today with the scouting and the film and the tendencies, you just... Like, there was a time in Oakland, you just wouldn't throw it at Nnamdi Asamoah.
Right.
Like, you just gotta stop throwing it at Darrelle Revis. Can somebody, if I would tell my quarterback, if Dick Night Train Lane picks you off, I don't care if you're Johnny Unitas, I am benching your
you're
ass.
Done.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Oscar Robinson in 1961. 30 points as a rookie, 10 rebounds, 9.7 assists a game.
Jeez, out there eating.
I mean, the thing we're going to find here, because Wilt is probably the best, is the best rookie season of all time, 59 and 60. Like, a lot of the best was like way back when like Wilt Chamberlain was one of one humans who walked the earth. Like, ain't no one at 7'1". In 1959, right? So he averaged 38-27. And he was efficient, too. He shot 46% from the floor. So you got Dick Night Train Lane in 52. And Oscar Robertson. Tony Esposito, goalie. 38 wins, 17 losses, 1969, 1970. 2.17 goals against average. That was back when you weren't, you know, you were this big in that. Like, you didn't have the pads that you had. Ichiro is a good one. Like, I'll remember forever being just mesmerized by Ichiro Suzuki.
You know who had a low-key, really good, and this probably could be challenged with any player in Steelers history, who had a low-key, really good rookie year, and I thought that this guy was going to be the best.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Kendrell Bell.
Yes.
So good.
I'm looking at his stats right now. He had 9 sacks.
Oh.
He had 83 tackles. Played in all 16 games. 70 solo. I vividly remember whenever he was a rookie and him just being all over the damn field.
Yes.
I also remember Javon Curse.
The freak.
That was his rookie year, I believe. I believe that was his rookie year. And he was just amazing. And then he just, you know, kind of just was content after that. But Kendrell Bell, like I mean, who else would be up there for the Steelers that could challenge the way that he was in 2001.
You know, people have texted in some guys from like the 70s Steelers,
right,
like Franco.
Right.
Like Franco came in,
yeah,
and he had over 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns, RIP to Franco. I mean, we're talking about, though, with Skeens. Again, not taking anything away from any of these guys. These are all fabulous seasons. We're talking about a guy that's the best. Like, he's the best pitcher in the sport, and he's 22. Eric Dickerson, 1,800 yards. 18 touchdowns. Relation?
Sure.
Kendrell Bell was so good as a rookie that when I played Madden the next year, I would just always be like, I wouldn't even switch off the player, and you get like 700 tackles a game.
Right.
I don't know what happened to him, though I was told by someone who was there at the time that they just kind of let him do what he did. He was such a good athlete and such an instinctual player, and they kind of like overcoached him is sort of what I heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wound up with Kansas City, didn't he? That kind of,
yeah.
Man, I thought he was going to be.
His third year, he had 99 tackles.
So he was still really good. 9 sacks as an inside backer is
insane.
Insane. Now, Vince Williams had a similar sack number 1 year, but he didn't do all the other stuff.
You know, wasn't Lawrence Timmons pretty good his rookie year?
I'd have to look back. When that dude for Cincy puked the other day, he's the first guy that came to my mind.
Right.
Lawrence Timmons, would upchuck all the time. Another LT here, as you look that up, he had 133 tackles, 9.5 sacks, 8 pass defense, 2 forced fumbles, a fumble recovery, and interception in his rookie season in 1981. A lot of people will say he's the best defensive player of all time. Mike Trout, really good. 326, 30 bombs. I know we're reading statistics here. Some of these things you just marvel at, though. Solani gets it, right? I mean, 76 goals as a rookie. The Finnish flash, Doran.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes he would run around with a robe on and he would just... No, that's not what happened.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm. Joe DiMaggio, really good rookie year. Mike Bossy, 53 goals. Ted Williams hit 327.
What did Yager do?
Yager, his rookie season, he had like 90-something points. He was good, but he played down the lineup a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Pujols, I'm happy that he's on this list I'm looking at right here from Bleacher Report, because I remember his rookie. All he did was rake against everybody, but he raked against the Pirates, and he was like a 46th round pick or something like that.
He was 2001 Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Hell of a player. There are some guys who would come through here. Like Sosa would drive me nuts because he'd hit a bomb like off the scoreboard at PNC Park or over that like tower, the camera tower out there. But then he'd do the hop, and I'm like, someone hit him in the head. Like, just quit your hopping around here. It's just someone hit him in the head. When it was Pujols, I would dread when he would come up. Every Pirate fan would, but I respected him. Because, and it's such a different era now. Like, we're seeing Judge do it, but Pujols hit 329 and 37 home runs.
Right.
You're not allowed to do that anymore.
No.
You got to pick one or the other. This has been a fun thought exercise.
It really has.
The 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I'm really happy to go down the Kendrell Bell memory lane, though. Like, we haven't had a ton of those guys.
No.
Like, not in recent years that have come in and been, like, super spectacular apart from Ben. And that was more of just like, hey, kid, don't screw it up. Malkin's rookie year was very good. Claypool had a very good rookie year. You know what? Tom Barrasso did win the Calder and the Vezina.
Oh, wow.
As a rookie. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Rookie year.
People are texting in that Bell had that nagging high ankle issue.
Okay, I thought it was an injury.
You know who didn't have like a great rookie year and probably not a great head on his shoulders was Devin Bush, and I wonder what it would have looked like if he didn't get hurt.
Yeah, probably better.
Probably better.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz it did look like
hesitant.
Yes.
Yeah, he was gun shy.
Yes.
And that'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much more though. Like that, he was almost an anomaly because you know you could come back from those injuries so much quicker now than you know a decade ago or even 15, 20 years ago. So you don't see that as much anymore. But he was one of those cases where I thought that he would have bounced back quicker, but you could just tell that he just was thinking about his knee the whole time.
Yeah,
and he
had I think 10 tackles in the game this year for Seattle against the Steelers.
Against the Steelers, yeah.
Don't remember a single one of them.
No,
I watched. He was hopping too. On the pile.
Yeah, I watched the back. He was just kind of just throwing himself in there a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a shame.
I do think the Pirates deserve some credit here because sometimes when you do the right thing, the obvious thing. You deserve to be commended for it. You know, I was hoping that they would not wait until after the Super 2 deadline to call him up. I was hoping. But was I convinced that they were going to call him up in May? Absolutely no. I was not. And they would be nowhere near the wild card race if they didn't do it. And we would not be having this discussion like comparing him to Timu Solani if they didn't do it. And so I don't want to like break their back patting them on that thing. But... good on them for actually doing the right thing, finally, at least in this situation. Coming up next, Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette. No one's been closer. No one is closer to the Pirates than that guy. How close to drafting Dylan Cruz were the Pirates? And will the Pirates go for it this offseason? Will they go for it at the deadline? Much to get to with our friend Jason Mackey coming up next. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It is the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high at 90.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.